for what we're about to receive, may we be truly thankful.
I'm so happy to be here today. And for all of you that are searching for the answer to your problem in life, if you're ready right now, we're going to solve it. And this is all you've got to do.
Keep looking till you find it. When you find it, don't quit it. Keep looking till you get it. When you get it, don't lose it. You're looking for some money to win. Keep looking till you find it. When you find it, don't quit it. Keep looking till you get it. When you get it, don't lose it. Looking for some love to work. Keep looking till you find it. When you find it, don't quit it. When you get it, don't lose it. There's a whole lot of love in life that you can get, but you just come a lovely weed, a fat bat, a boom lamb, a sam a lamb. Keep looking till you find it. When you find it, don't quit it. Keep looking till you get it. When you get it, don't lose it. You're looking for a sweetheart to work. Keep looking till you find it. When you find it, don't quit it. A-looking, a-looking, a-looking everywhere. A-looking, a-looking, a-looking everywhere. There's a whole lot of love and life that you can get, come a lovely with a fat bell, a boom lamb, the salmon lamb. Keep looking until you find it. When you find it, don't quit it. Keep looking until you get it. When you get it, don't lose it. Looking, looking, looking everywhere. Looking, looking, looking everywhere. Keep looking, keep looking. Keep looking, keep looking, keep looking, keep looking, keep looking, keep looking. With a fat, fat, a boom lamb, a salmon lamb, keep looking.
Yeah, there we go. British 60s R&B powerhouse, the Artwoods, kicking things off for us with their tongue-in-cheek 1966 cover of Solomon Burke's Keep Looking. That was released on the Decca label. Singer Arthur Wood, from whom the band took their name, was the eldest brother of Ronnie Wood. There we go. Yep, very happy good morning to you all. You're listening to the Sid Valley Radio Morning Mod Slot on East Devon's premier radio station, Sid Valley Radio. I'm Adrian Brown, and this is the Great British Bank Holiday Big Beat Bash.
You don't know.
Rockin' Vickers from Blackpool there from 1966 with a blistering I Don't Need Your Kind. Now, the band's lead guitarist was a guy called Ian Willis, and he would swap his guitar for a bass, change his name to Lemmy, and find fame with Hawkwind and Motorhead. The Rockin' Vickers were notable for their unusually intense live shows and outlandish stage costumes where they would, well, they dress as Vickers, makes sense, I suppose. Their last single was a cover of the Kinks' Dandy, and the one we've just heard, I Don't Need Your Kind, that was the excellent B-side. So, what do we have lined up for you today on this Bank Holiday Sunday? Well, it does what it says on the tin show, because bank holidays were much loved by mods, not always for the best of reasons. I thought it'd be great to try and capture some of the zest and zeitgeist of those mid-60s mod years. And today, gentle listeners, every single track is by a British band or artist, and nearly every man jack of them is a high-octane, high-tempo beat classic. And these contain a few tracks that fall into the sub-genre of the even harder driving freak beat. And Rockin' Vickers' track we just listened to, that's a fine example of that. Now, about half-time, about 10 o'clock, I'll bring things down a little and we'll catch our breath with a decidedly mellow jazz one, which will come courtesy of Britain's greatest ever saxophonist. And then I'll crank things up again. We'll be straight off on a flyer through to 11 o'clock. We'll be hearing also from three of the greatest groups of the 70s and 80s mod revival. And to cap it all, that clever little minx, the current Mrs. Brown, has plumped for a mod classic that was number one in the UK precisely 60 years ago today. Let's get the party started.
Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Come on home and treat me round again. Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. This time, girl, come right on home. Treat me wrong again. Don't you know that I love you, baby? If you don't stay, get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. You better look out, girl. Come right on home. Treat me wrong again. What I want. You know that I love you, baby, but yet you blow my heart in two. Please, please come back home. I wanna spend my life with you. Get on the right track. That's what I want. Get on the right track. That's what I said. Get on the right track. You better look out, girl. Come on home. Treat me wrong. Get on the right track. What I say, get on the right track. What I say, get on the right track. This damn girl, come right out on me. Why don't you treat me wrong? You better look out and come on, come on home and treat me wrong again.
Knockout. The blessed Georgie Fame in company of the Blue Flames there from 1964, Get on the Right Track. Let's get something off my chest just to start with. Carly's got in touch from Bedford, the current Mrs. Brown's daughter. She's listened to the show this morning while she's plastering the bathroom. What strange things people get up to on Sunday mornings, he said, presenting a radio show. We've got a double helping in the Who for you this morning. So here's the first scoop. I'm the Face. It was written by The Who's manager, Pete Meaden, and released on the 3rd of July 1964 as the B-side to Zoot Suit. For a reason that has always eluded me, and no doubt the boys themselves, Meaden changed the band's name from The Who to The High Numbers, believing it would have greater appeal for a mod audience. The mod audience declined to agree, and the single failed to chart. The band changed their name back to The Who and exchanged Meaden for new managers Kit Lambert and Chris Stamp. It seemed to work because their next single was Pete Townsend's own composition, I Can't Explain, which was produced by the great Shel Talmy and became their first top 10 hit in UK. Anyway, I haven't got that out of the way. Here's The High Numbers, brackets The Who, close brackets, with I'm the Face.
If you wanna do, all the others are third class tickets by me, baby, is that clear? I'm the big wheel, baby, won't you roll with me? I'm the big wheel, baby, won't you roll with me? So many times down the scene, hard, yeah, hard to see. If you want it, I'm the Face if you want it, yeah. All the others are third class tickets by me, Jimmy, is that clear?
There you go, Messrs. Townsend, Entwistle, Daughtry and Moon, when they were known as the High Numbers with I'm the Face. You're listening to Sid Valley Radio, and this is the Great British Bank Holiday Big Beat Bash. What a mouthful that is. I say, shall we have a little bit of Buddy Holly next? No. We'll have a cover version that's far better than the original. See what I'm talking about? The Rolling Stones with a nod in the direction of Mr. Bo Diddley with their definitive 1964 version of Buddy Holly's Not Fade Away. We're going to hear now from one of the biggest British voices of the 60s, Chris Farlow. He really was one of the heavyweights of 1960s blue-eyed soul, highly regarded by his peers in the business on both sides of the Atlantic, most notably by Otis Redding, who, when on tour in UK, invited him to share the billing on a special edition of Ready, Steady, Go, and I played that, played him on that show a couple of weeks ago. Here he is with an absolutely stonking version of Mr. Pitiful, written by the Big O himself and Steve Cropper of Booker T and MG's fame. Oh yeah, big sound, big voice, a great Chris Farlow with Otis Redding and Steve Cropper's Mr. Pitiful. Well, I told you things would move quickly this morning, and we've already arrived at the first of this week's threesome, and it's a mod revival band from the late 70s, the rather splendidly named Squire, so named because they held the rehearsals above a shop of the same name, and they were one of the many bands that came to be thanks to the late 70s mod revival that was sparked by The Jam and a rather wasted error-strewn opportunity that was the film Quadrophenia. Greatly influenced in equal parts by 60s guitar groups and punk, they sadly didn't receive the attention, airplay and accolades that I, among others, thought they deserved. Such is the fickle nature of the music business.
It's a mad, mad world. It's a mad, mad world. Yes, it's a mad, mad world. Immediate reactions, fashion trends to catch up. It's a mad, mad world. Got a button on my scooter with you. Of the boxer on a Sunday afternoon. Immediate reactions. It's a mob.
Excellent. Yeah, is indeed a mod world squire there. Almost like a crossover between the Kinks and the Undertones. Ex-Woking school chums of Paul Weller for the B-side to their 1979 debut single Walking Down the King's Road, which I've played a couple of times on this show. Shake, written by Sam Cooke, would prove to be part of his final recording session before his tragically early death in December 1964, and it would go on to become a posthumous top 10 hit in February 66. Also recorded by Eric Burdon and the Animals, Otis Redding, Ike and Tina Turner, Rod Stewart, the Supremes, and the Big O. And in 1966, the Big O delivered a knockout rendition on Ready Steady Go in the company of Eric Burdon, Chris Farlow. This is the excellent Small Faces cover version, which featured as the opening track on their debut eponymous album, which was released on Decca on 11th of May in that glorious year for music, 1966. Powerful voice again, Stevie Winwood. He's only knee height or a grasshopper. Oh, look out. Thank you. Yeah, you know it. Harry J. All-Stars with his 1969 hit Liquidator. And this is the track that heralds the current Mrs. Brown's Housewife's Choice. And this week, the very clever current Mrs. Brown has gone for a mod classic that, as I said earlier, was number one exactly 60 years ago today. Written by Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich, Mrs. B's pick was originally recorded in 1963 by the American vocal group The Exciters. Unfortunately, it was about as exciting as toothache, so we're going to have the Manfred Mann version instead, which was released on the 10th of July, hitting the number one spot in both the UK and the US, and quite right too.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walk on, to my door. We walk on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. So happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Well, I'm hurt. She's mine. I'm hurt. She's mine. Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I've been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing. I mean, well, I'm hurt. She's mine. I'm hurt. She's mine. Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa.
Brilliant. Manfred Mann, fronted by the wonderful voice of Paul Jones, doo-wah, diddy, diddy. Nice one, Mrs. Brown, yet again. You've really, really captured what I'm trying to get over in this show today. You're listening to Sid Valley Radio and the Great British Bank Holiday Big Beat Bash. We mentioned the Jam a few minutes ago, and so we're going to hear from Messrs. Waller, Foxton and Buckler, who weren't a firm of solicitors, by the way, with a track I haven't played before on this show. Released in November 1980, Sound Effects is Weller's favourite Jam album, and one he freely admits was heavily indebted to the Beatles, and quite right too. In fact, the number one single taken from the album, Start, was a direct lift from George Harrison's Taxman from the 1966 Beatles masterpiece, Revolver. But as Oscar Wilde said, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Here's the penultimate track from Sound Effects, Boy About Town.
Down.
Very nice, the Jam with Boy About Town. Very Beatlish brass there in around middle eight. Regular listeners will know that one of my favourite British 60s bands was Southport's Psychedelic Modsters Time Box. On my very first show ever, back in March 2018, I played the charmingly titled I Wish I Could Jerk Like My Uncle Cyril, and I do make it quite clear that Jerk is a dance, released in 1967 on the Piccadilly label, an offshoot of Pye Records. And do you know what? I'm going to play it again now. Very nice. I Wish I Could Jerk Like My Uncle Cyril by Time Box. Let's have a bit of Dusty Springfield. Can't have a mod show about Dusty Springfield, can you? Her second album to be released in America was called simply Dusty and issued on the Philips label in 1964. And it included Springfield's hit singles All Cried Out, I Just Don't Know What to Do With Myself. And then there was a double A-side, Guess Who, covered with Live It Up, and it's the latter track you're going to hear now.
Yeah!
Lovely, Dusty Springfield, living it up. Best vocalist of the 60s? I certainly wouldn't bet against it. Wonderful stuff. Let's hear from The Who, post-High Numbers Who. My Generation was their debut studio album, released on 3rd of December 1965 on Brunswick label in the UK. It was later dismissed by the band as something that a rush job that didn't accurately represent their stage performances at the time. And while it didn't sell as well as later albums, it only peaked at number 5 on UK charts and failed to chart entirely in the States, but it took our American cousins quite a while to get used to the ways of The Who. Critics have since retrospectively rated it as one of the best rock albums of all time, and yeah, that's pretty much near the mark. This is It's Not True.
It's not true.
Thank you very much. The Who, lovely stuff. Time for the second of this week's threesome. Squire again with a lovely track, Face of Youth Today.
I can be anyone.
Yep, Squire, face youth today. Quite Beatlish play out there. We're going to go back to the sub-genre of beat known as freak beat, which was basically guitars played extremely loudly and raucously to heavy driving beat music. And a lot of it was produced by lesser-known artists. And our next track is a really good case in point. Again, it's an absolute stonker. Formed in 1961, Mickey Finn went through several changes of personnel and band names before teaming up with new manager Chris Radbill in 1965. And he must have been pretty good, half decent, because he got him a deal with Columbia and the great producer, Shel Talmy, who also produced a lot of the Kinks and Who's 1960s output. This is their sole single for the label, Night Comes Down, written by vocalist Alan Marks and Shel Talmy. It's dark, sinister, hypnotic, and in my book, totally brilliant.
Night comes down like shades of falling rain. Night comes down like shades of falling rain. When you call my name, and that comes down and it makes me feel so bad. And that comes down and it makes me feel so bad. I remember the best times I have had.
Very, very good track, Night Comes Down by Mickey Finn. Quite Doors-ish, quite like The Doors, but before The Doors. So it's a lovely track. And we're going to hear from another very good but lesser-known artist, a British artist of the 60s, a guy called Ray Singer. He was from Tunbridge in Kent, and he was interested in both production and arrangement from an early age. And during the 60s, he had the opportunity to work with record producers such as Shel Talmy, Jimmy Miller, and these experiences led him to eventually produce for Chris Blackwell's Island Records. As a songwriter, he had success with the lovely Parisian Françoise Hardy, whose version of Tiny Goddess went straight to number one in the French charts. Not only that, as his name might suggest, he was a pretty good singer too. Released his first single, Tell Me Now, in 1964. He featured on television programmes with The Who, The Small Faces and The Kinks, and was a featured regular artist on Gadzooks, a weekly BBC Two TV show with Marion Faithfull and Lulu. So, all in all, Ray Singer, pretty decent all-rounder. This is Our Oop, written by Mark Wirtz and taken from Singer's album For Those in Love, released in 1966 on the little known but excellent Ember Records label. I really like this. Singer's got a really persuasive voice, and I absolutely love the chorus, who sound as though they're on loan from Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. Here, couple load of this.
meeting, and you've been meeting him.
You've taken me for a ride.
Feels like many hundred years, full of sorrow and a million tears.
Tears, tears,
tears. I hope you got what you wanted, 'cause I have lost what I had. I still can't believe it, but you had to see me.
Nearly driving me mad.
Didn't know you were that kind, but in time I'm sure you'll find.
Well, you'll be crying and you'll be sighing.
Excellent track, Ray Singer with Art Boop. We're going to have some Yardbirds now. Over Under Sideways Down was brought out by the Yardbirds in 1966. Credits went to every member of the group for this one. It combines elements of blues and psychedelic rock, and first released as a single in May 1966 as a follow-up to Shapes of Things. excellent, the Yardbirds. You're listening to Sid Valley Radio and the Great British Bank Holiday Big Beat Bash on the Sunday morning mod slot. Hope you're having a lovely bank holiday weekend. Good morning, Debbie. I hope you're well. Debbie is sitting in the garden having breakfast and listening to the show. Lovely. And in case you need reminding, Debbie is the barmaid par excellence, Tottenham Hotspur supporter and looker after of Monty when the current Mrs. B go around our jollies. So she is an all round good egg. As promised, it's time for the jazz one. We're nearly at 10 o'clock and we're going to bring the tempo down a notch or several. And it's a welcome return from my favourite British jazz artist and mod icon, the late, great Tubby Hayes. In 1967, Britain's greatest ever jazz musician recorded Mexican Green, an incredible seven-track album, all tracks written by Tubby. At the time, he was the premier tenor player in the UK and had gained an international reputation to at least match those of American tenor men, Coltrane, Hank Mobley, Benny Golson, Sonny Rollins and Stan Getz. And I don't want to go into too deeply into the genius of this album because I'll be here till next Tuesday. But it's got constant changes in mood and style. And take my word for it, if you're a modern jazz fan, well, if you're a real modern jazz fan, you will know and love this album. But if you haven't heard it, I suggest that you put that right straight after the show, if you please. Get yourself onto the YouTube or Spotify because it is a work of absolute genius. Yeah, as I say, the album is Mexican Green. And so for the next 8 minutes and 30 seconds, forget about everything else. Shut the kids out. Shut your husband out. Sit back, relax, close your eyes and listen to the Tubby Hayes Quartet with Off the Wagon. Thank you. Wow. I think breathtaking is the word for that. Off the Wagon, Mike Payne on piano, Ron Mathewson on bass, Tony Levin on drums, and the one and only Tubby Hayes on tenor saxophone. Great stuff. Right, we're going to go up through the gears again. The Wheels were one of a number of really good beat groups that cropped up in the mid-60s in Belfast, led by the charismatic Brian Rossi. Have a look at the images on Google. He's the guy with the bald head. they'd previously included Van Morrison among the number before he toddled off to form them. London beckoned, and the Wheels were signed to a record deal with EMI Columbia in 1965, where they recorded and released a cover of Van Morrison's Gloria. They subsequently recorded five more tracks, two of which would appear on their second single, released in February 1966. Bad Little Woman was the A-side, and that's a pretty nifty number. I played it a few weeks ago. But it was the B-side that really caught my ear. This is Roadblock. There you go, The Wheels with Robot. Again, sounds very much like the sort of track that the Doors would have turned out in the mid-60s. Great stuff. Moving on now, as I say, we're listening to the Great British Bank Holiday Big Beat Bash. As far as I'm concerned, the best thing to come out of Scotland in the 1960s, apart from Jackie Stewart and Jim Clark, were the Poets. A blues psychedelic pop band managed and produced by Andrew Luke Oldham, he of the Rolling Stones fame. They like to get togged out in Edwardian-style dress, not dissimilar to the Kinks, dandyism style, matching velvet jackets, ruffled shirts, tight pants and Beatle boots. Just the sort of thing that Sid Valley Radio Supremo Bob Blues likes to wear on a weekend. As they were north from the north of the border, the Poets, their look was interpreted as being based on the poet Rabbi Burns' appearance in paintings of the time. This is their second single, really great track. That's the way it's got to be, or gotta be. There's the Poets, the way it's got to be. Great track. Time for the third of this week's threesome from mod revival band Squire from the late 70s. This is the very nice Girl on a Train.
Girl on the train. looking for my bed outside. Seeing your reflection inside. The day goes by in slow motion. The world goes by, it's an illusion.
Lovely stuff, Squire with Girl on the Train. You know, I think that song could have been brought out by any number of the great Merseybeat bands, the early mid-60s. I don't think they would have felt that was too shabby to be part of their repertoire. We are going to have another Freak Beat track, and I think this one out Freak Beats any of the others that I'll be playing for you today. It's a band called The Syndicates, and a lot of these bands didn't last very long. They sort of bloomed, blossomed, and then just fell away. And the Syndicates were a case in point there. They only produced three singles, and their work was produced by the electronics wizard Joe Meek, who was responsible for Telstar. This is from 1965. It's a track called Crawdaddy Simone, and I would suggest at this point that you might want to batten down the hatches and make sure any loose objects are secured. All right, you have been warned.
Cheating was his trade, a seller of lies. A heart so cold, he seemed to hypnotize. He always walks alone, Crawdaddy Simone. He had no axe to grind, you never saw him smile. But his luck was good, he always dressed in style. He always walks alone, Crawdaddy Simone. He ain't got no friends, he ain't got no friends, he ain't got no friends yet. Some black day, Crawdaddy will show. If he comes your way, a man you better go. Just leave him alone, Crawdaddy Simone. Yeah. Oh, he ain't got no friends. He ain't got no friends. He always walks alone. Crawdaddy Simone.
Yes, Core Daddy Simone from the Syndicates. It's okay, you could come out from behind the sofa now. Moving on with the Great British Bank Holiday Big Beat Bash. I said at the beginning of the show that we would be hearing from three mod revival bands, The Jam, obviously, and Esquire, who gave us our threesome this week. My favourite mod revival band is not The Jam, but an act from Medway in Kent called The Prisoners. And they produced an absolutely stunning song called Mourn My Health, which I've played before on the show. And we'll play again quite soon, actually. It needs another airing. Graham Day was on lead guitar and vocals, and he had a really, really good soulful voice. James Taylor on keyboards, he would go on, not the You've Got a Friend James Taylor, our James Taylor would go on to have a very successful solo career. Alan Crockford on bass and Johnny Simmons on drums. This is called Come Closer, taken from their final album 1986, In From the Cold, The Prisoners.
The darkness that I dare to take between my teeth.
Excellent. The Prisoners Come Closer. Great stuff. Time for a bit of madness, and I'm not talking about our much beloved friends, the Nutty Boys, but someone to all appearances was, and frankly still is, barking mad. Those of us who can still remember the 1960s will have no trouble in remembering Arthur Brown, most memorably for his 1968 UK number one hit, Fire. And I remember as a kid watching him on Top of the Pops and thinking at the tender age of 9, what the hell is this bloke on? During live performances of song, he liked to perform wearing a leather skull cap onto which was bolted a metal dish that held lighter fluid and petrol. The fuel would be ignited and then Arthur would go and do a shtick. As you might imagine, this led to occasional mishaps, such as his appearance at the Windsor Festival in 1967, where a bystander saved the day and possibly Brown's life by dousing the flames by pouring beer onto the singer's head, preventing any serious injury. He was also partial to appearing naked while performing, most notably at the Palermo Pop Festival in Sicily in 1970. It wasn't appreciated, and he was arrested and deported for his trouble. As I say, guy was just absolutely barking mad. Despite this, he and his late 60s band, the Crazy World of Arthur Brown, were considered good enough to share the billing with, among others, The Who, Jimi Hendrix, Frank Zappa, The Doors, Small Faces, and Joe Cocker. Here he is in 1966 leading the Arthur Brown set prior to discovering the secret of fire. There you go, Arthur Brown, mad as a box of frogs, undoubtedly, but a pretty good singing voice. And talking about good singing voices, we're going to have a lovely track now from one of the 1960s lesser known but truly excellent artists. This is a guy called Ram John Holder. Perhaps he's best known for his role as Pork Pie in the Channel 4 TV sitcom Desmond's. Having arrived in UK from his native Guyana in 1962, Holder spent much of the decade carving out a career as a blues and soul singer, and he guested on lead vocals with the Ram Jam band prior to the arrival of Gino Washington. And one of the tracks he brought out was this very nice soul number. Do I like it? Yes, I do.
In the morning when I rise, my arms around you in paradise. Yeah, get out of bed soon, I'm on my way. Baby, I've got to make another waking day. But in the evening when the sun goes down, I can't wait till I'm homeward bound. Cause I love you, yes I do. Baby, I need you, yes I do. Little darling, I want you, yes I do. Yes I do, yes I do. Love in my heart, I'm dreaming in my brain. I stop the sun, I stop the rain. This must be love, I'm way up high. Just one more step and I can touch the sky. Yeah, darling, yes, in the evening when the sun goes down, I can't wait till I'm homeward bound. Cause I love you, yes I do. You make me feel like trying a little harder, baby.
You make me feel like crying.
I'm so happy the tears roll down the sides of my face.
Lovely track, Ramjohn John Holder of Yes I Do, a sort of thing Kenny Lynch would have come out with in the mid-late 60s. Lovely track. Next up are The Sorrows, a band who were formed in 1963 in Coventry by Pip Wisher, and they were a big part of the freak beat boom in the 1960s, and their first single, which I'm going to play in a moment, was the heavily Kinks-influenced I Don't Want to Be Free, penned by Wisher and fellow band member, 6'7" former nightclub bouncer Don Farden, and it was released on the Piccadilly label in 1965. If the name Don Farden rings a bell, it's probably because after leaving The Sorrows, he would find some success in 1968 with his cover version of John Loudermilk's Indian Reservation. This was earlier and, frankly, much better.
Well, come on, I see you standing next to me. Oh, now baby, if you hurry, you get a chance to dance with me. What a sight to see,
sight to see.
When you look at me,
look at me.
Don't wanna be free, don't wanna be free. Don't wanna be free, oh no. You got a frantic little walk, a kind of lazy little toe. Oh, such a dressed up style that really drives me wild. I don't know what I'll do,
what I'll do.
I guess I'm stuck on you,
stuck on you.
Don't wanna be free, don't wanna be free, don't wanna be free, yeah!
kind of world. You gotta be my girl, it's surely plain to see.
Plain to see
that way you made for me.
Made for me.
Don't wanna be free, don't wanna be free, don't wanna be free at all now.
Excellent. The very, very good The Sorrows, Coventry's finest. I'm going to put my hands up because I think I made a bit of an error earlier. When I was introducing Small Faces Shake, I think I said Stevie Winwood instead of Stevie Marriott. If I did, I apologise. And if I have, well, I'm in trouble when I get home. Mrs. Brown's quite ruthless over these sort of things, and it'll be me, for, at the very least, for the naughty step. But we are going to hear from Stevie Winwood and the Spencer Davis Group now. Really good number, released in January 1967. I'm a Man. It was co-written by Stevie Winwood and the producer, Jimmy Miller. And it reached number 9 in the UK charts and 10 in the States. And it was their last single before brothers Steve and his brother Muff, who became a great producer, moved away to pursue their solo careers. Great stuff. Spencer Davis Group with I'm a Man. What is it about rock musicians and fire? I mean, I've just told you about Arthur Brown who set light to his head. Jimi Hendrix liked to set light to his guitar later on in his career. And a band from the Wilds of Hertfordshire, the Creation, their on-stage gimmick was to paint a large canvas on stage and then set light to it. Here we are, with a 1967 cover of the Capitals' R&B favourite, Cool Jerk. Excellent stuff, The Creation with a Cool Jerk. I know I bang on about this a lot, but a lot of the great music of the 1960s, easily our best decade ever for pop and rock music, that some of these bands just weren't very well known. And The Tribe from West London were a case in point. They included a future Bonzo Dog Doodah Band bass player Dennis Cowan, Frank Torpy, who was the original lead guitarist in 70s glam rock group The Sweet, and drummer Malcolm Wolfe subsequently played both the Gino Washington's Ram Jam Band and the Alan Price set. So there's plenty of talent on display here. They signed up to Yep, It's That Man Again, Shel Talmy's Planet label, and they released their debut single in February 66, a blues rock number called Gamaguchi, which I have played previously on the show. This is a rather special and previously unreleased before the Keep Looking box set came out. It's a cover of the LA surf band of Volcanes' My Heart Won't Believe It. Very nice track.
But my heart just won't believe.
baby, I feel good from the moment I rise.
Stuff, a band that needs absolutely no introduction. That's why I didn't give them one. The Kinks there. Now we've got time for one more freak beat track, and it's a band that should really have a bit of an introduction. The Gnomes of Zurich. They hailed not from the Swiss city famous for banking expensive watches, but from Gravesend in Kent, which appears to be largely for, well, the Gnomes of Zurich, I suppose. Apparently they took their name from a disparaging remark directed at a Swiss banker by the then deputy leader of the Labour Party, George Brown, in 1964. I've played a track of theirs before on the show called Second Fiddle, about where a chap loses out to his girlfriend's cat, which was released in June 1967. They packed up in the August of the same year. Here they are in 1966, again produced by Shel Talmy. Very impressive cover of Don Covey and the Good Timers, I'm Coming Down with the Blues.
Coming down with the blues. Now I'm standing here wondering which way to go. Oh, blue tears are falling all over the floor. Help me, somebody. Oh, yes, I'm coming down with the blues. Somebody, oh, I'm lost and distressed. I got to find my baby, 'cause I need her caress. going down with the blues. Help me somebody, oh, I just got the news. Hey, my baby just left me.
Excellent stuff. The Gnomes of Zurich there with I'm Coming Down with the Blues. Very good morning to Catherine, a very good friend of current Mrs. B and mine. Catherine's opined that if the Fire Mad musicians, if they hadn't been musicians, they would have been arsonists. Well, Catherine, I think they were both, actually. 1966, 1960s, best decade for music, QED.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, then I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? You didn't run, you didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me say we'll be together every day. What can I do, what can I be, when I'm with you I wanna stay there. If I'm true I'll never leave, and if I do I know the way there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life?
You didn't think I was going to do a show without playing the Beatles, did you? Absolutely brilliant. Got to Get You Into My Life, written by Paul McCartney, accredited to Lennon McCartney, from their fantastic 1966 album, Revolver. And we've been talking about madness quite a bit today, and it just so happens that Sid Valley Supremo, Bob Blues has just come into the studio, and I say mad because he is trusting enough to let me pick whatever I like to play on my show, and I am incredibly grateful to him for that. Right, final track.
You can hide a lot of things you don't want me to know. One thing you can't hide from me is that you love me so. Recently you seem to wanna let me go. I can't make it out. Is it for real or just a show? Could it mean another guy, love, who stole your heart away? Could it mean another guy, love, who'll take it far away? Got it to make me cry if you said goodbye. Love me in a thousand years from now. Love me in a thousand years, but
Yep, these are the Bow Street Runners, hailing from that hotbed of R&B, Harrow in Middlesex, with a very lovely 1965 number, Baby Never Say Goodbye. And I'm afraid we have to say goodbye, because another 2 hours have passed in what seems like the blink of an eye, and I have to hand over to Sid Valley Radio's very own Monica the Glen, Gavin Stewart. And I'm going to wend my weary way back down the hill to Mrs. B and Monty. But worry not, I'll be back next week, same time, same place, with yet another selection of blue chip blinding tracks for your listening pleasure. So until then, enjoy the rest of your Sunday, have a Bonza Bank holiday, a wonderful week, and keep that faith in fine fettle. I'm coming home, baby.
Tell me right away. I can take it, darling, if you come right out and say. But if you still love me like you loved me yesterday, all you've got to do is let me know, and I won't say.